Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, saints, it's a beautiful thing that we are on this side of the day, that we can praise God one more day, one more time, one more minute, one more hour. Somebody didn't make it this morning. Somebody didn't make it last night. Matter of fact, somebody didn't even make it yesterday morning. But we made it, saints, another day to give God the honor and the praise. Why? Because he deserves that. He took the time out to put us in our mother's womb and give us birth, that we could be, you know, productive in this world and give him honor and give him praise and, you know, save the lost and help the people who are looking for God. And, you know, sometimes people just need a little guidance, just a little guidance. I was looking at today's verse and it got me, you know, 1 Corinthians 12:25 through 27 is NIV, and it says, so that there should be no division in the body, but that it is part should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffer, every part suffer with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoice with it. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So that means because we are in the body as a whole. If my cousin is hurting, if my mother is hurting, if my dad is hurting, and they are part of the body of Christ, we all hurt. When one rejoices in the body of Christ, we all rejoice. And that's what Christian sisters and brothers are supposed to do. When somebody is hurting, you hurt with them, but you don't give them a pity party. You don't wallow with it. You say, you know what? I hurt. We can do this. Man, dude, we can do this. We can pick yourself up. Guy, look, you just got to have the faith of a mustard seed, because God said if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you could tell that mountain be removed. And guess what? That mountain. So when somebody's hurting, you hurt with them, but you don't let them go into a pity party. You don't let them sit in the pig pen and wallow in the mud. You pick them up. You say, come on, girl, even though yesterday was a bad day, even yesterday you burnt your favorite meal, but today we're going to cook, you know, the chicken. Today we're going to do the movies. Today we're going to go ahead and just go to the park. Today we're going to go fishing and see how we can catch many fish. You know, you got to learn how to rejoice in your sorrow, rejoice in your misery, rejoice in your sickness, rejoice in your brokenness. You got to learn to rejoice. Why? Because when you rejoice, it pulls you out of that misery. It pulls you out of that swamp that you go in. So I just give God the honor and the glory, amen, that we are coming together as the body of Christ. I think I see Pastor Michael and Prophetess Candace online. Praise God. Thank you for being online. I see Sister Angela as well. Thank you, praise God, for being online. And you know, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. Y'all know I just love this song by Danny Gokey. He says, love God and love people. That's what God is requiring us, to love him and to love people. You know, the Bible says that one of the greatest commandments, two, but the first one is to love the God, love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. With all, even with your spirit. But the second greatest command says, love your neighbor as you would love yourself. See, God has those two commands because he is big and he is into love. He loves you in spite of you even not loving yourself. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell the truth and shame the devil. God will always love you no matter what stinking thinking you got. God will love you no matter how far down you are in the slump. Guess what? God will never turn his back on you. He will never reject you. Only way he going to reject you if this says two things. If you shun the Holy Ghost, if you shun the Holy Ghost, God's going to reject you. If you reject him before men, he will reject you. But that right there, you got to be really doing something really, really crazy and suicidal to do those kind of things. But see, God going to love you even if you didn't do right yesterday. God going to love you even if you missed the mark yesterday. See, God going to love you even if you don't love yourself. God's going to love you regardless of how people think about you. God's going to love you regardless how people talk about you. God is going to love you no matter what your past was. See, God's not looking at your past, David, but he's going to definitely walk with you in your future. Come on, somebody. Tell the truth and shame the devil. God's going to love you in spite of you not even wanting to love another person. God's going to love you in spite of you not even wanting to forgive. Because, see, God is a forgiving God. God is a loving God. God is a caring God. God is a merciful God. God is a gracious God. Come on, somebody. Please don't tell. Don't let me get into the spirit and start preaching. This is noonday press on you. Slow it down, slow it down, slow it. God is going to love you in spite of. And you know what? You said, well, Pastor, you don't know what I've been through. Well, God don't care what you've been through, because God says, it was me that brought you out. And it's me that's going to take you in. See, you blessed going in the city. You blessed coming out of the city. You blessed in the fields. You blessed out of the fields. See, God's going to bless you regardless of what it looked like. You know, you said, well, I don't have enough. Well, God says, it's not about not having enough. God said, I'm going to bless you. Well, you can have more than enough. See, God is a loving God, and that's what God is. God loves us so much that he loves us beyond our faults. He loves us beyond our mess.
That's how we serve a daddy that loves us. And you know what? One thing I love about him, he said his word would never come back void. God's word is true. It will always stand true. Numbers 23:19 said, God is not a God that he should lie, neither is a son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he meant it. So I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in. Praise God. And I'm going to play Danny Gokey, Love God, Love People. Amen.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all the checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Heads are spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God, love people.
Amen. He says, love God, love people. Let us go into our noonday prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly God, dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come to you right now, humble Lord, standing before your throne, Father God, petitioning in prayer right now, Father God, asking for you to heal the nation right now, Father God. But Father God, you know the things that's going on with this world. You know the things that's going on with our government. You know the things that's going on with our food and our gas prices. So Father God, we're not coming to with a list of begging, but Father God, we're coming with a list of saying, Father, heal the land right now, Father God, not just for some people, but for everybody, Father God. People are hurting, Father God. People are looking for answers, trying to get a solution. Father God, let wisdom, we studied last night about wisdom. Father God, let your wisdom and knowledge flow in the land like waters, rivers of water right now, Father God. Give wisdom to our government, Father God, that they may stand on your word and do what is right, Father God, and not do what they think is right, Father God. Let them stand on your word and not their word, Father God. Let them go with your knowledge and not
their knowledge right now, Father God. Father God, pour out your wisdom that they could come back the gas prices. They can come up with better solutions for feeding our homeless right now, Father God. Isn't that a fact, Father God? For every homeless person out there, Father God, for every person that's hungry, for every person that's thirsty, Father God, open up the windows right now, Father God, and give them the substance that could provide them for a shelter over their head right now, Father God. Provide them for food and water in their stomach right now, Father God. But, Father God, we know this is not your way and not your will that we should have people homeless and hungry and thirsty right now, Father God. But, Father God, open up the government centers and places where they can give them shelter right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of the people that are suffering in the States with the high heat right now, Father God. Father God, protect people from heat strokes and any kind of heart problems right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, I see an individual right now, Father God. They're in the hospital right now, Father God, and they are having issues with their back, and another individual's having their heart right now, Father God. Father God, go to their bedsides and protect them and guide them right now, Father God. Heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now, Father God, that their body may become new right now, Father God. Whatever is not right in their body right now, Father God, touch it right now, Father God, because you know everything about us right now, Father God. You know our organs, you know our blood, you know our even our limbs and our hearing and our eyesight and all every organ that you have placed in us right now, Father God. You know how they function, Father God. You know how you put it together right now, Father God. So, Father God, whatever is not working right in these, I see two people, as a matter of fact, whatever's not working right, Father God, fix it right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Let not worry and stress and fear set in right now, Father God. Give them the substance to know that they will be perfectly okay right now, Father God. Let them know that they will be able to walk out of their hospital beds and rejoicing and saying, I know that God healed my body right now, Father God. Hallelujah. I see an individual. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see an individual right now, Father God, that's pregnant. Oh, hallelujah. And she's in her second trimester, and she's trying to keep from having the baby too soon right now, Father God. Father God, touch that body and help her to strengthen her womb where she can bring that baby to full term right now, Father God. Let her not have let her not have early delivery right now, Father God. Let her go into full term right now, Father God. Let her not go into early delivery where the baby will be at risk right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, hold her for her 40 weeks, Father God, that she will have a full term labor right now, Father God, a full term pregnancy right now, Father God. Let her not bring in a preemie right now, Father God. She is worried right now, Father God. Heal her mind and give her strength to know that let her know that you are walking with her every day of her pregnancy right now, Father God. Let her know right now, Father God, that you are not only going to give her and the baby good health, but that baby will be healthy from the time it's born to the time it leaves the hospital. Let her know that you have got your hand on this pregnancy. Let her know that you have got a calling on this child's life, and the enemy is trying to stop it right now, Father God. We call that enemy out in the name of Jesus right now. That enemy has to cease and desist right now, Father God. Let him know that he does not have a stronghold on this woman who's pregnant with this child right now, Father God. Let him know that he cannot have havoc with this pregnant woman right now, Father God. Let him know that you have served him and cast him back to the pit of hell from which he come from right now, Father God. Let this baby be joyful. Let this baby be happy. Let this baby be healthy in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that you go into the government centers, go into the presidents, go into the vice president right now, Father God. Give them wisdom, Father God, to not follow foolishness, but follow great advice right now, Father God, where they can help the inflation of groceries right now, Father God. Father God, we're in a time that I never thought we would see right now, Father God. Father God, fix the inflation on our food prices right now, Father God. Bring it down where people couldn't afford to buy meat right now, Father God. For the prices on our food is just crazy right now, Father God. But Father God, we stand on your word right now, Father God, because you said in your word, if you were clothed the field and the lily in the field and give birds the food to feed, how much more will you do for your children right now, Father God? So, Father God, we're not looking at what we don't have, Father God, but we're looking at having you in our life and knowing that you will bring us through right now, Father God, knowing that you will see us through right now, Father God. So, Father God, help the inflation. Bring the inflation down, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, bring down the inflation on homes right now, Father God. The home prices are crazy, Father God. Bring it where it would be affordable right now, Father God. For so many people are looking to buy homes. So many people are looking to rent good properties right now, Father God. But the prices are just extremely crazy right now, Father God. So, Father God, cease and desist the prices on these homes and on the apartments and on these manufacturing homes right now, Father God, where people can go out and put a roof over their family head right now, Father God. Father God, go and look on our senior citizens right now, Father God. Any seniors that's in assisted living home right now, Father God. Any seniors that are single and living in a home by themselves right now, Father God. Father God, give them the substance to know that they're not alone right now, Father God. Let them know that you're standing right beside their bed, standing right beside their hospital room, standing right beside their hospice beds right now, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you are a healer and a deliverer right now, Father God. Let them know that you're going to give them the substance that they need right now, Father God. Father God, strengthen their little bodies right now, Father God. Anybody that's in a senior home or assisted home right now, Father God, as a matter of fact, any senior right now, Father God, that's suffering with dementia, Alzheimer's, any kind of osteoporosis right now, Father God, any kind of ailment that is plaguing their bodies right now, Father God. Father God, we ask for deliverance right now, Father God. We ask for healing right now, Father God, because we stand on your word. We have the stamp of approval that you said that you will deliver us right now, Father God. You will make our bodies new right now, Father God. Father God, look on our children that's getting ready to go back to school right now, Father God. Father God, keep a protective hedge around them right now, Father God. Let no more schools have suffering with gun violence right now, Father God. Let our kids not go back to a pandemic of monkeypox right now, Father God. But Father God, we know there's so many viruses going around right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, let our kids not even be suffering with polio right now, Father God. Father God, protect each and every child that's getting back into the school system right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, protect all of the administrators and teachers and janitors right now, even the nurses right now in the school system right now, Father God. Keep your hedge of protection around them. Let no harm come near their dwelling right now, Father God. See no unseen, Father God. Father God, begin to let the teachers be able to teach our children with no stress right now, Father God. Give them the substance and give them the strength right now, Father God, to not go into their school or into their classrooms in fear right now, Father God. Strengthen their minds and their bodies where they can be strong enough to teach the children right now, Father God. Father God, look at our churches right now, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look on our churches right now, Father God. Doors where they can help the communities out right now, Father God. For so many people are experiencing doors closed right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you go into our churches and into ministries right now, Father God. Opening doors right now, Father God, where they may be closed. Hallelujah. Opening doors right now, Father God, where they can feed people and give clothing out to people right now, Father God. Father God, give our pastors new substance, new strength, new renewed strength right now, Father God. Give them the wings of an eagle that they can mount up and give good word and solid foundation right now, Father God. Let them give the word of God without any game or any profit right now, Father God. Let them be truthful to the word right now, Father God. Let them be honest to the word right now, Father God. Father God, look on our single families right now, our single moms and our single dads right now, Father God. Continue strengthening them and giving them the encouragement to know that they are being able to walk with you and they are not alone right now, Father God. Father God, open the windows and blessings right now, Father God. For single parents are struggling as well as parents of too right now, Father God. Give them the substance, Father God, that they can continue on running their household smoothly right now, Father God. Open doors, Father God, where there were closed, and closed doors where there should not have been open right now, Father God. Father God, continue on giving our parents good jobs and good wisdom and knowledge right now, Father God, that they can even have their own business in the home so they can be around their kids and spend more time with their kids right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of our products and our system with our wars and stuff that's going on right now, Father God. Let our food not be at the hand of a war right now, Father God. Let our products not be at the hand of a war right now, Father God. Let us be able to open up manufacturing companies here in the United States right now, Father God, and not depend on them from overseas right now, Father God. Father God, open up doors where people could have new jobs for the year right now, Father God. Open up more businesses in the United States where we can open up to better job systems right now, Father God, better pay right now, Father God, with full benefits right now, Father God. But Father God, you know our land is suffering and we're going through times that we had never seen before right now, Father God. Father God, heal the land right now, Father God. Heal the land with more food. Heal the land with less pandemics. Heal the land with less disease. Heal the land with better housing, Father God, because we know we can stand on your word and call it out right now, Father God. We know we can stand on your word and say, well, here, well, and our good and faithful servant right now, Father God. But Father God, there is just so much going on, Father God, that we are overwhelmed with the things that are happening right now, Father God. But Father God, we stand on your word knowing that you could even bring us through the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego right now, Father God. Where he said, I thought there was three, but I see four right now, Father God. So whatever fire, whatever trial, whatever tribulation we go through right now, Father God, let it be that we walk with you and not with a stranger right now, Father God, that we can go through these trials and tribulations, Father God, not being burned, not being scorched, not being hindered, not being depressed, not being broken. Because, Father God, those things are not of you right. So, Father God, let us go through with rejoicing. Let us go through with prayer. Let us go through with praise. Let us go through with happiness. Let us go through with long-suffering, Father God, knowing that we made it through not because of our strength, but because of your strength right now, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. I see an individual right now, Father God, who's going to have back surgery right now, Father God, and he has seen three doctors have said the same thing, that he needs this back surgery right now, Father God. He's in pain that is unbelievable right now, Father God, and he's trying to avoid the back surgery right now, Father God, and the reason why he's avoiding because of fear right now, Father God. Remove that fear from him and let him go through that surgery, Father God. Guide the hands of the doctors right now, Father God. Guide their hands where there will be healing in his back right now, Father God. Be right there in that operating room with him right now, Father God. Let him know that he will have renewed strength right now, Father God. Father God, his back is so messed up right now, Father God, that he's in a wheelchair right now, Father God, and he's contemplating this back surgery right now, Father God. Father God, give him rest and let him know that you will be with him right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, right now, Father God. I see an individual in, oh my goodness, in California right now, Father God, and they have an invention and they want to start a business right now, Father God, but they're unsure of themselves right now, Father God. Let them know that they do not trust in themselves, but to trust in you right now, Father God, and you will direct their paths right now, Father God. You will give them guidance to know what things to do and what things not to do right now, Father God. Let them not worry about how they're going to have the finances to build their business right now, Father God. Let them know that you already provided the finances right now, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me the insight to this person in California with this business right now, Father God. Let them know that they will be able to build this business and open jobs for their community right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this insight right now, Father God. Father God, look on all of our seniors who are in the process of trying to continue holding on to their retirement right now, Father God. For many people are saying that their retirement is dwindling in a way right now, Father God. But Father God, hold on to these people with their retirement, Father God. Let them not sit in worry. Let them not sit in fear that they will not have enough retirement right now, Father God, to continue on living right now, Father God. Let them know that they will live even if they don't have their retirement, Father God. Let them know that you are their retirement right now, Father God. Let them know that you will strengthen them and hold on to them right now, Father God. Let them know that they will not lose homes, lose cars, lose their health insurance, lose their car insurance right now, Father God. Let them know that you will hold on to them right now, Father God, and continue on giving them the strength and the substance right now, Father God. Father God, look on anyone who's thinking of suicidal. Father God, look on people who's thinking of homicide. Anybody who's thinking of doing anything with a gun right now, Father God, take the gun out of their hand right now, Father God. Take the thought of suicide out of their mind and out of their spirit right now, Father God. Let them know that they do not have to take their life. Have already given your son for their life right now, Father God. Let them know that if they just trust and stand on your word right now, Father God, that you will give them the things and give them desires and give them the rest they need right now, Father God, that they do not have to give up their life and go into suicidal mode to feel better about what they're going through right now, Father God. Let them know that there is nothing that needs to create that they need to create death that they are struggling with right now, Father God. Let them know that their struggles are not to death, but their struggles are to life right now, Father God. Let them know that you will heal them and deliver them whatever they're going through right now, Father God. Let them know that you will open doors and have them be able to sustain whatever they're going through, Father God. Let them know that their labor is not heavy, for you said, cast all of our cares on you, for you care for us, Father God. So we will cast our cares on you, Father God. We will turn over our worries, and we will give you all of our burdens right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are a burden lifter. We know that you are a person who can carry all of our weight right now, Father God. So Father God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory right now, Father God. We lift up our hands giving you the praise right now, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised right now, Father God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace right now, Father God. Father God, we just love you with our whole body, our whole mind, and our souls and our hearts right now, Father God. We cry out to you, Father God, asking you to heal the land right now, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to heal the land of all of the violence right now, Father God. We ask you to heal the land of all of the wickedness right now. And Father God, we ask that you, if anybody is walking in unforgiveness right now, anybody walking in wickedness right now, malice, violence right now, Father God, touch their hearts right now, Father God. Deliver them from that spirit right now, Father God. Give them the heart of love. Give them the heart of mercy. Give them the heart of grace right now, Father God, to let them know that they don't have to do revenge right now, Father God, to let them know that they don't have to be mad and angry and bitter right now, Father God. But, Father God, they cannot serve two masters right now, Father God. So let them know that the master that they serve in a bitterness and regret and revenge and anger and malice and any type of anger right now, Father God. Let them know that that master will not save their souls right now, Father God. It will not give them eternal life right now, Father God. Let them know that they can go ahead and cast all their cares and give you their anger and give you their hurts and their pains right now, Father God, that you may heal them right now, Father God, and deliver them so that they do not have to walk around being bitter and angry no more, Father God. Let them know that, Father God, that you will heal them, and you said that vengeance is yours, you will repay right now, Father God. Father God, look on anyone who's trying to start a new business right now, Father God. Give them the strength to go through their business plans right now, Father God, their financial plans right now, Father God. Give them the strength right now, Father God, that they can have good leadership right now, Father God. Good mentors right now, Father God, to help them build their business on a solid foundation right now, Father God. Father God, open doors that they can give their business out to people in their community right now, Father God. Let their business build with great missions right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Let them build their missions and let them build their business with great missions right now, Father God. Let their business stand strong right now, Father God. That whatever storm that they may endure, their business don't crumble on shaky ground right now, Father God. Father God, not only build their business, but Father God, build their mind, build their character right now, build their integrity right now, Father God, that they represent their business not in a manly way, but in a godly way right now, Father, kind of lascivious behavior, any kind of rich man behavior that will cause them to falter from you right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are sitting high and you're looking low right now, Father God. We know that this world is not going in the way that you have planned it right now, Father God. So Father God, we call out on your name. We ask you for your healing hand. We ask you for your grace and mercy to come into the land right now, Father God. Turn this world around, Father God, where it will be pleasing to you right now, Father God. But Father God, we give you the honor, we give you the glory right now, Father God, knowing that you can make all things new right now, Father God, knowing that you could heal all things with the click of a finger right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that if we cry out to you right now, Father God, and if we seek your face right now, Father God, you will heal the land. There is no reason for us not to cry out to you. There is no reason for us not to come and seek you right now, Father God, for you are waiting at the door, knocking right now, Father God, asking us to let you in right now, Father God. So, Father God, there are people who say, Father God, I stand, Father God. I open my door at your knock. I open my door at your sight. I open my door at your word right now, Father God. I am willing to be obedient. I am willing to follow your knowledge. I am willing to follow your wisdom. I am willing to follow your commandments, Father God. Father God, there are people who are standing in the gap, intercessory prayer for others right now, Father God. Answer all of the intercessory prayers right now, Father God. Healing if there's calling out on healing. Deliverance if it's calling out on deliverance. Right now, Father God, we are looking out and searching for you right now, Father God, looking for your healing hand right now, Father God. Father God, is there any families that are going through divorce or any kind of families that are going through separation right now, Father God? Heal that relationship, Father God, because we know that you are not a God of divorce. We know you are not a God of separation right now, Father God. Hold the families together in unity right now, Father God. Hold the families together in love right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, hold the families together, Father God, even if they can't see eye to eye, Father God. Let them get great counseling right now, Father God. Spiritual counseling, Father God, that will hold their families together right now, Father God. Father God, I see an individual. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see an individual right now, Father God, that's suffering with leukemia right now, Father God. And they have been through chaos and back right now, Father God. And Father God, let them know that you can heal and deliver them from leukemia right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, they just did a bone marrow transfer right now, Father God, and they're waiting for the results right now, Father God. Let them know that you will deliver them from leukemia right now, Father God. Let them know that they are not facing a casket of death right now, Father God, but let them know that they're facing a life of rejoice right now, Father God. Let them know that they're facing a life of happiness and joy right now, Father God. Father God, for we know leukemia is not of you right now, Father God. We know that you are not the kind of God that will wish leukemia on anybody right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call leukemia and cast it back to the pit of hell from which it came from right now, Father God, because this disease is not of you right now, Father God. Father God, as we get ready to prepare our children back for school right now, Father God, let every parent be able to provide for their school, back-to-school products and back-to-school supplies right now, Father God. Let every parent be able to supply their kids with great clothing and great notebooks and great pencils and whatever school supplies they need, Father God. Let not one kid lack anything with school supplies right now, Father God. Let not one kid, Father God, not be able to go back to school because of lack of school supplies right now, Father God. Father God, provide all of our parents that they can prepare their kids back right now, Father God. And Father God, as our kids go to the bus stop, oh, Father, iterate this more and more and more. As our kids are going to the bus stop, Father God, as they walk into school, Father God, let not one of our kids fall in the hands of a human trafficker. Let none of our kids fall in the hands of kidnapping right now, Father God. Protect them as they leave their house and go to school. Protect them as they leave school and come back to their homes right now, Father God. For we know people are out there grabbing kids and doing all kinds of bad things to them right now, Father God. So, Father God, protect our kids. Protect our children right now, Father God. Let them not see any danger. Let them not suffer any danger, seen or unseen right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, protect them as they are even on the school bus right now, Father God. Let nothing happen to them on their school buses right now, Father God. But Father God, we know you love our little children. We know you said suffer not the little children to come to you right now, Father God. So Father God, protect our children as they partake their first day of school, as they walk to school, as they come from school, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around each and every last one of them. And this is our prayer, Father God. We give you the honor. We give you the glory right now, Father God. We give you our hearts and our mind and our spirits right now, Father God, knowing that we belong to you and no other person right now, Father God. So, Father God, we are so grateful. We are so humble right now to have you in our life. We are so humbled to have you in our presence right now, Father God. And Father God, we love you and we love your Holy Spirit. We love Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for your son who died on the cross, Father God, because he paid for a sin that he did not owe. And we owe a sin that we could not pay. We owe a debt that we could never pay right now, Father God. So we thank you for your Holy Son right now, Father God. Thank you for his sacrifice on the cross for us right now, Father God. And Father God, we'll call this prayer done and we'll call it in your holy name with your seal of approval, knowing that you will heal the land. And we claim victory right now, Father God. For whatever prayer that goes forth, we claim victory in your holy name. Amen, amen, amen. Now, saints, two things are happening. We're going to start our Bible study tonight. I had originally said at 7, but we're going to start it at 6. If you do not have the material, say, Pastor, I don't have the book. If you can't afford it, don't sweat it, because I have made copies of the first 4 pages of the book. I have sent copies out. If you need copies, I send it to you via Messenger or via through your email. You could print those copies out and follow along. You could answer the questions. We are talking about faith, because a lot of us are losing our faith. We're not even looking at the mustard seed. That little mustard seed is so small. You only have to have that small enough faith, and a lot of us don't even have that anymore because life has beat us up and we have lost our faith. So tonight we're going to be talking about faith. We're going to be talking about because we need to get back our faith. We need to develop our faith. We need to redevelop our faith because that's what God requires. He requires us to have faith. He requires to walk in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He requires us to have faith. So we're going to be studying tonight at 6. We're going to study faith. You can call back on Noonday Prayer Line. I will be setting it up so that we can study on faith. And then I'm also going to be still, I'm looking into it. I am definitely going to be doing it. We are getting ready to purchase our radio station. Yes, I did say it. We're getting ready to purchase a radio station. It's going to be a Christian station. And as soon as we finish getting the logistics of it, my husband is working with Pastor Michael. Praise God. I think I see you online. He's working with Pastor Michael, who's helping us to get the radio station up. And as soon as we get it up and as soon as we get the station, I will let y'all guys know. This is something that God has blessed us with. I did not see this coming, and I thank God for bestowing this blessing on us. So, like I said, with the help of Pastor Michael, we will be working on this radio station and trying to get it up. So this is going to end our noonday prayer. I pray that God bless each and every last one of you. Pray that God bless everyone that I have been in contact with this week that needed prayer. I pray that God work it out for victory. And I pray that I will see y'all guys tonight. And, you know, my famous saying is, don't meet me there, beat me there at Bible study. Amen. So this ends our noonday prayer. And I pray that God bless each and every last one of you in your respective places. God bless.